Next, we have Danielle Gagnon, who is the President and Chief Investment Officer of Group Financière Stratégies, and he'll talk about the issue of business and ethics in the light of the financial crisis. Timely topic.
I said earlier to Aida that I'm a very bad student because I don't have any PowerPoint presentation, just a text to be read. And acting as a manager, portfolio managers on the institutional investment market, I could say that I consider myself as a real outsider concerning the topic of this morning. Yeah. Okay. I think that a lack of business ethics causes the recent international financial nightmare. In fact, this lack of business ethics, combined with an euphoric sense of never-end profits, caused the fall of the world economy. If not, we accept that Wall Street is capable to self-regulation. In fact, in a very sophisticated economy, rules and regulation are absolutely necessary to ensure that consumers are protected. In fact, corporate greed is perhaps one of the most significant causes of the current economic crisis and was the key ingredient that fueled the initial fire. We can't lose the fact that the very cheap money that was made available by the central banks for a very long period of time doesn't help the situation. We also cannot ignore the very low U.S. mortgage lending standards and the associated structure investment that were be created to continue to fuel the growth of the real estate market, because the word problem came from the real estate market in the USA. Low interest rate on borrowed money made it easy for people to gain access to loans easily, resulting in an incentive for people to borrow more than they could have otherwise. In the same time, the commercial bank, the U.S. commercial bank, has made a packaging of existing residential and commercial products, mortgage, in the structured products to be sold on international markets, where the European commercial banks were a big buyer. In fact, all the financial risk related to the U.S. mortgage market was transferred to the buyers of these structured products than the investors on the marketplace. We cannot also forget the contribution made by the rating agencies to the recent financial nightmare. These credit agencies rated unethical company favorably, thereby fueling the huge investment that they made into these companies. Don't forget that these rating agencies made at least 40% of their profits from the rating of these structured products. Then where are we going? In fact, if we see about the nature of the pure capitalism is to seek profits and constantly to generate more profit. In order to survive, a firm following the current capital model, must attract and keep its stockholders. Why? Because that firm will be compared to the peers, and she must provide the same rate of return than the competitors on the marketplace. To generate more profit, it must increase activities. Activities increasing imply more resources, including non-renewable resources. We are also in the logic where the consumers are encouraged by all the level of society to consume more, well over the basic satisfaction of needs. Then, the current restart of the economy is based on the fact that we encourage the households to be good citizens, then, to support the economy by their consumption. Again, we are falling in the same trap, leading that the degradation of resources and to an extent of, to the environment having an impact on the global health and more. Of course, the current capitalist model is not always compatible with ethics and common good consideration. Maybe one solution could be to more empower and valorize social economy and to promote the cooperative model and citizen organizations. Social economy may be considered as the third sector of the economy, the two others one being the private sector and the public sector. The social economy embraces a wide range of community, voluntary, and not-for-profit activities, including small community associations, civic societies, consumers cooperatives, housing organizations, large charities, and credit unions, like Desjardins. It is generally believed that the social economy has a distinct and valuable role to play in helping create a strong, suitable, and inclusive society. Thank you.